This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, let's kick off this week, shall we? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Oh my, did I shoot some Ammunition Depot stuff this weekend. I most certainly did. So let's start with that, shall we? Let's start and talk about the range trip. The range trip was interesting. What was interesting about it was, on the one hand, I expected on the long guns, on the AR-15s, on the primary weapon system, I expected it to be superb. On the bootleg, I thought that the bootleg upper would perform superbly, but with the parts that I put on it, to be quite honest with you, I kind of felt like I had, I don't know, maybe put some lipstick on a pig. The lipstick, of course, being the bootleg upper. So we started out shooting the bootleg rifle, and I was shocked. Now, it's lightweight. It's a very lightweight rifle, and it is direct impingement. So, not a problem. Not a single problem. Accurate. That's because of that barrel, that bootleg barrel, that primary weapon system barrel. Accurate to a fault. Accurate to a fault. Now, we tried to video some of this stuff, and we did video some of this stuff, and then for some reason, even though I bought a new battery, or spare battery, to go with the new camera, I didn't take the spare battery with me, and the camera died before I got a chance to complete shooting. So there's a few shots of my man JT shooting, there's a few shots of me shooting, there's a few shots of me shooting pistols, a few shots of me shooting these rifles. However, we may have to go back out and do that again. Heavens! But after the very pleasant surprise of the bootleg rifle, the Plum Crazy Gen 2 lower was fine. It performed beautifully. The trigger itself is not that bad. I don't have any, I've been thinking about, well, I might replace it. I don't know. For what the gun is, I may just leave it the way it is. I do not know. The gun was fine. It ran fine. Then enter primary weapon systems. Now, picking this rifle up, it feels heavier, not manageable, mind you, just heavier than the bootleg upper build rifle, if you will. It's a very manageable weight. It's a very reassuring weight. Pulling the trigger on it takes you to Valhalla. Running it, there's video of me. There'll be video of me coming up running it. Now, let me explain something. When we were setting up and everything, I had a Monster. There's only one flavor of Monster I can drink. So I drink it because it doesn't have any sugar or something, and that's part, it'll work within my diet. And I'm drinking my Monster, and we've got it on this barrel because all outdoor ranges seem to have a barrel. And JT's trying to do something, and I stupidly set the monster down. Of course, as soon as you look at it, the monster tips over, which then pours into the end of the primary weapon system, rifle. And JT did some things to try to get it clear and everything else, and there was no obstruction to the barrel or anything, just sticky monster drink. But it wasn't going to sit there because we just smoked that stuff clean off of it. Fired it in rapid succession. That weapon fires really nicely. It fires really fast. It stays on target. It's not moving at all. And what you basically have here with those two long guns is you have a Honda, that being the bootleg build. The Honda, you know, it's dependable. It's great. It's going to do everything you want it to do. It's not very flashy or anything else. It's not doing anything else doesn't do, but for what it is superb. And then the primary weapon system is like a Bentley. I've been calling it a Mod 1. It's the MK-116 Mod 2. This rifle is like a Bentley. And we ran it. We ran it basically without optics. We ran it walking and talking and joking and smoking and all this other stuff. And that went quite well. Of course, also, I was going to try to, and I can see JT's in the chat room, so he'll be, I don't know if he'll be happy to hear this or not. I was trying to finish up the video to, for the build out of the agency gun that has some S3F parts on it and some other stuff supplied by S3F. And when I stuck the gun out there to fire it, of course, it never focused. So the gun itself is in bad focus. It's horrible. The trees behind it are sharp as a tack. So that won't be going up. That won't be going up. So we got to go shoot more video of that. We'll have to play with that a little bit and see what we can get out of it. And I tried some other stuff. Didn't get to try the... I took them, but I didn't get to try the Scorpion, the soft shell Scorpions. I did try an OSL holster by G-Code, which was designed for the Glock 17 with a X300 flashlight and the RMR on it, and I did try the chopped down version of the sock, which is it's wicked. It's a wicked thing. And I found something else out. Because it's been a while since I trained. I mean, I was rusty. I don't mind telling anybody who wants to hear about it. I was rusty. We didn't go shoot because it's been so hot. I didn't want to go shoot. JT didn't want to go shoot. And it's just been hot here, so we didn't go shoot. And I was feeling rust. And I decided to shoot with gloves on because I had done the article about how hard it is to train with gloves on. And damn, I hate it when I'm wrong. No, excuse me. I hate it when I'm right. Hate it when I'm right. It felt awkward. There was a couple of missteps and everything. The sock holster is a retention holster, so not having that tactile touch, although I was using a decent pair of, heat-resistant gloves, which when you're shooting a piston gun, you're going to want some heat-resistant gloves, at least on your support hand, or a vertical grip or something like that out there to keep you off of the rail. Overall, we spent 3 hours out on the range. It was a lot of fun. It was sort of hot. It absolutely was horrible that my camera died in the middle of it. But we got some stuff. We got some video to put up and everything else. And I'm stunned. I'm floored by the primary weapon system rifle. The MK-116 Mod 2 is one of the most advanced pieces of tech, and I've handled a few. I mean, I've handled War Sport. I've handled the Salient variant, which was the War Sport. So I've handled the War Sport. Among piston guns, among piston systems, I prefer this one after having fired it. If you have the means, I highly suggest it. Primary weapon systems. I got to get to work on this spot. I've done video for them twice. I haven't done this spot yet. Fun times. Lots of rounds expended. I got to shoot JT's 10mm. Now you're talking serious man gun then. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot. Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. That just ain't working. Let's just not do that. Let's just X out of it. Yeah, that's what I like. It's not working. Now, coming from the desk, my man David Kodrio. He's talked about this before. I've talked about this before. This, you know, and I don't understand why I still have to talk about this, or he has to write about it, or it's even a consideration. Steve Carmada is with the Center for Immigration Studies, and according to Breitbart, he says the U.S. could resettle nearly 1 million immigrants from the Muslim world under one term of Hillary Clinton presidency, according to projections. She could add 10 million new immigrants to the U.S. during her first term alone, in addition to the 11 million illegal immigrants she has said she plans to amnesty within her first 100 days in office. Do you feel that chill going down your spine? Now, that's, comparatively speaking, that's not a lot of people. But what it depends on what happens, because these people are not going to disperse, you see. They may not all go to one place, but they are going to set up their own little, you know, like a Chinatown or a Koreatown or a little Italy or something like that. They will not assimilate into the American way of life. The problem here, for all of us, is that the Republicans, using different terminology, have the same plan. And the biggest problem here is that the ones that we look to give us some cues as to what we're going to do, the NRA, they're the ones giving the grades to the politicians. And even though the policies they support will result in certain and irreversible infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, they still give them A ratings. That's because, well, all this would happen because they would vote with the Democrats. That's why they're nothing but new Democrats. They're undocumented workers, migrant citizens, you know. They have overwhelming support for the Democrats, and, you know, and this is just going by the California experience. Now, the other movement, if you will, if you look at things as movements in, like, on a battlefield, the other movement here, the other pincer piece here, would be the refugees. The forced influx and distribution of refugees from the populations that don't like the Bill of Rights. They don't live the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights. And what we see happening in Europe right now today, we'll see here. We will see here. There's no way to vet these people. There is, when you hear the Department of Homeland Security talking about how stringently they're vetting them, no, that's not really what we, you know. There's no vetting going on. Recently, there was a shooting of an Afghan Taliban supporter in Orlando. When the inevitable violence occurs, you know. And he was a Hillary supporter, by the way. When this inevitable violence occurs, thanks to the drug gangs and the refugees, then the first impulse of the totalitarians will be to go after your gun rights. Now, what a lot of people will tell you is that these immigration issues are not relevant if you're a Second Amendment advocate, which is absolutely untrue. Absolutely untrue. if the NRA is about safety and about the rule of law, then they have to be about everything that might possibly affect it, that might possibly make it go askew. And if they're about the Second Amendment, then they have to look at the trends and everything else. To not do so means that above all else, they are simply being blind to that which is coming. Now, they're, you know, right now the polls are shifting and things are beginning to, exactly as I thought they would. You know, and it's not so much that I thought the polls would shift. I just thought that it was never the way the polls were saying it was, which, once again, it's like I said. But there is a pathway to citizenship already, and that needs to be what we go by. And if they have to add more people, okay, fine. The federal government's the biggest employer in the United States anyway. Go ahead and hire some more people. But the right to keep and bear arms is going to be it's going to be assaulted by a wave. You're going to have one wave that they're bringing in to vote with the Democrats. You're going to have another wave that's going to come in to create violence so they can come after your rights. Problem is that the Republicans aren't doing anything to stop them because they look at this as cheap. It's the same thing. You know, in Europe, they looked at the Islamic people as a way to pay for the welfare state. Well, you know, their bodies, their work. And, you know, they're taking over places like Greece without firing a shot. And I am very, very happy with my American culture. I want to keep my American culture. It's a shame that these European cultures are disappearing under the weight of the onslaught of this Islamic juggernaut that's happening to them. And pretty soon it's going to get more and more violent. I mean, in Sweden, how many no-go zones are there now? There were 55 the last time I looked, and I haven't looked in a while. Now they're actually paying some migrants to go back home. We'll pay you if you go away. Would you like that? Would you like some money? We'll pay you to go away. No, I don't have any data on how many people are actually taking it. NRA, please wake up and pay attention to what's going on, because the right to keep and bear arms is tied to a lot of different variables in the United States. The fact that I know it and you're not doing anything about it is deplorable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back. Live from the Second Call Defense. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Republicans who say that they can, they just can't endorse Donald Trump for president are being foolish and stupid and a lot of other things. There may be some valid reasons to be concerned about Trump's candidacy, but those concerns should pale against the thought of pantsuit as the president. Trump is he's a wild card. He's a non-politician, straight talk kind of guy. And that straight talk has struck a chord with a very broad segment of the American people who are fed up with political correctness and wheedling doublespeak. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. As president, Trump would face a strong system of checks and balances, just as the framers envisioned. Skeptical Republican politicians should express their faith in this Constitution system as a reason for voters to not only elect Trump, but as a reason to vote for skeptical Republicans. They could be positioning themselves as the loyal opposition, ready to work with Trump to accomplish the good of his agenda while providing a thoughtful check against the, you know, flying by the seat of your pants, the rogue actions, all that stuff. Skeptics can run as watchdogs, taking a position of strong support for Trump as someone they can work with to accomplish what Americans want and need, while not blindly taking orders, as some Republicans might, nor rejecting Trump's proposals out of hand, as Democrats will do. The problem with politicians is that politicians hire these guys that are called consultants. And consultants are the bane of free thought. Whatever you go, if you were to go into a race for a representative slot, a Senate slot, dog catcher slot, whatever. If you were to go into that race and you hire, what gets you there is your cult of personality, your will, your forcefulness, the way you put things and everything. Once you get to a certain point where it looks like you may have a chance of being successful, some people would come to you if you don't do it right away. I mean, most people do this right away, which is mind-boggling to me. Most people go right away and hire a consultant. And then the consultant begins to consult, which it's one script. It is one script. If you are whoever, this person is an extremist, that person is a this, I am a this, I am not an extremist, I am ready for this. Then you get out there and let's say I've been consulted with in the past. The guy that wanted to be the sheriff of Lexington County consulted with me. He wanted to seem strong on the Second Amendment, which had me scratching my head to begin with, because he was running as a Republican. Why did he need to talk to me to find out how to be strong on the Second Amendment? It's pretty, it's pretty simple scientific equation. But when I'm sitting there and I'm in a conference call with him and I've got, the people that brought me in are sitting there wanting him to listen to me, but his consultant is there, female. And I tell him some things that he should be saying, and I hear her gasping in the back. Like she has, like she's hanging or something. And that's because I recognize the value, if you will, to coming out and sounding not like every other guy, which is what Trump did. Now, along the way, for those that get out there and say, what if we get him and he's like crazy? Well, then that's when you start looking to your establishment types, isn't it? That's why you keep your establishment types around. Because if you do truly elect in South Carolina, we thought we were electing a conservative governor, and Nikki Haley is not a leader. She doesn't lead by, nobody in South Carolina leads. Nobody in South Carolina leads. They don't look to the outside. They're not even good at monkey see, monkey do. They just get out there and they believe what they believe, and that's never changing ever, ever, ever. So. A thoughtful Republican could put themselves in a position as a gatekeeper. And they could, somebody's going to support the good, oppose the bad, help Donald Trump make America great again. That's what he says he wants to do, right? Let's help him. The alternative is a Hillary Clinton presidency with the Republicans serving as little more than speed bumps in the way of her agenda. Republicans divided and disarray would have little hope against a strong and united Democratic Party and Congress. Clinton in the White House, Congress dominated by Democrats and rhinos, and a liberal majority in the Supreme Court, along with a fawning liberal media, would be a freight train of ever-expanding government, centralized control with little in the way of obstacles to check their progress. Most Americans are familiar with the famous quote from Lord Acton, "Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely." That is absolutely true. And is recognized as such long before Acton penned his famous quote. The founders of the United States understood this. and they designed the new American government to be based on individual liberties protected by laws and limits on government power. Now, recently, the Democratic Party has offended some of its most progressive members with their manipulation of the primary election. But the party itself has united firmly against or behind Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders just bought his third home. He's happy. Every Democrat in Congress will follow this. So think about this. Clinton is president. Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader. Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House. And, you know, a Supreme Court run by a bunch of liberals. The Republican Party's not divided because of Trump. They're just divided because they're afraid of losing their grip. But a Trump presidency would be a 4-year-long battle with occasional, carefully worked out victories. A Hillary presidency would be an unrestricted dictatorship, which would unquestionably be absolutely corrupt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Unite or get ready to fight. That's just the way it's going to be. Unite or get ready to fight. Because unless, if your freedoms and your liberties and the Bill of Rights and all that stuff means nothing to you, fine. Sit back. Don't vote for anybody. If it means something to you and you're saying you're not going to vote, stay out of our way. Just get out of the way. Just shut up and get out of the way. Okay? Because you're putting us into a fight. And some of us are going to fight it, whether you're involved in it or not. I don't necessarily want to be put in it, but your apathy may cause it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the self-defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. I had to get my oil changed today. And when I was there trying to get the process started, everything has to go through their computer first. And while the young fellow was trying to punch it all in, he was like, I hate technology. See, technology is like anything else. It all depends on who's using it. One day, right, technology may save us. But will it save us when we're unwilling to save ourselves? Right now, American military installations throughout Europe are receiving a highly publicized security upgrade as a response to now almost daily Islamic terrorist attacks on the continent. Security-related technology updates include sophisticated new explosives detection equipment, among other unspecified enhancements. And all of that is just, you know, splendiferous, of course, but there is a downside. One of the spokespeople said, as we implement these new technologies, visitors to installations may experience delays or other inconveniences when accessing our facilities. This translates to our military personnel in Europe sitting for hours in privately owned vehicles in bumper-to-bumper traffic in front of enhanced checkpoints, all lined up in neat rows. How nice for whoever may want to walk amongst them. On January 25th, 1993, on the approach to CIA headquarters in Langley, an illegal Pakistani immigrant approached a line of stationary cars awaiting entrance. He produced a AK and murdered two unsuspecting CIA employees who were sitting in their cars, wounding three others. The perpetrator later fled to Pakistan. He was ultimately tracked down in Pakistan by U.S. authorities, arrested, and returned to CONUS, Continental U.S., tried, convicted, and executed by lethal injection in 2002, 9 years after the incident. In his confession, the suspect said, "I thought I would be arrested and maybe killed in a shootout with CIA guards or police." Well, he was giving us a lot of credit that we do not deserve, wasn't he? He obviously expected CIA agents to be routinely armed and thus immediately produce their own weapons and return fire. If that had only been true. As it turns out, the suspect casually walked back to his car and slowly drove away from the crime scene. There were no immediate pursuits and no return fire. Back to the present, back to where we are today in news reports. There's no mention of distributing small arms and ammunition, rifles, pistols, shotguns to individual soldiers and authorizing them to be armed all the time. Not even our officers and staff NCOs are trusted with guns. They are still apparently all expected to run, hide, and be good victims. I love the irrelevant slogans like every Marine is a rifleman. That's one of those self-deceptive, really feel-good lies. Our military personnel are routinely unarmed, routinely unable to protect themselves and their families. And our response is almost always symbolic. In Lebanon, in 1983, the genesis to me joining the military, when the bomb-loaded truck was bearing down on the Marine Corps barracks, it just rolled right past the guards, the Marine Corps guards who had weapons, but no magazines, no ammunition. All they could do was watch the truck roll to where their buddies were sleeping, hit it, detonate, and they're, you know, what, how many, 200 some odd friends, gone. Every Marine, a rifleman. No bureaucracy, no matter how streamlined and efficient, can begin to match the speed, effectiveness, responsiveness, and efficiency of an alert and prepared individual operating unilaterally upon his own summary command and judgment. It's just a fact of life. Our military will give them weapons and we'll send them out into the battlefield, but when they come back, routinely, we take them away. And they are, I mean, one of the jokes that I've seen, one of the cartoon jokes I've seen out there is where a bunch of soldiers or Marines or somebody, they're in a firefight, they got rounds whizzing all around them, and they're saying, "Boy, I sure am glad I'm out here in combat where I don't have to be back in the rear defenseless." What kind of stuff are we? Security enhancements. Security upgrades. The military as it is in, and I've been stationed over there. The first thing they do is if you have a car in Germany, like I was in Germany, if you have a car in Germany, you have a United States Army Europe tag. Which doesn't look like a German tag, which means if somebody's coming down the street looking for the Americans, well, guess what? Their cars are sitting right there. It's not so much about the car, because some of the Germans like the American cars, so they buy the American cars from the Americans. And some of the Americans buy, I've known guys that have been stationed over there two or three times, they just keep putting their car in storage, they buy a very nice car. They start with that. There's no carrying weapons around. There's no this. There's no. There's a lot of things that they say you can't do in the military. And the only time in the military when you are walking tall and taking charge and, you know, kicking it and taking names is in combat. And the rest of the time, you're just a sitting duck. Security upgrades. Letting these guys be armed. I mean, what's wrong with saying E5 and above can walk around strapped? What's wrong with that? I mean, me personally, I would say E4 and above. Because then you got enlisted, junior enlisted as well. And they should be allowed to be armed. They should be allowed to be set up to take care of themselves. But they're not. I cherish my time in the military. I cherish the people I have found that I served in the military with. I'm glad I'm not in it now. Simply because they expect more from me than they do from themselves. I mean, a general, being in the military, a general walks around with an armed detail now. They used to walk around with armed details in certain zones when I was in. Now, I think they probably walk around with them all the time. Because it's dangerous. But, you know, the target nowadays would not be a high-ranking officer. It'd just be any military person. Preferably a female. Drive up, snatch her, throw her in the trunk, put a Quasar camcorder in her face, torture her a little bit with some needle-nose pliers, send that to her family, and then finally give her the nice short beheading haircut. And video all of that. Send that all back. That's what they face on a day-to-day basis. Especially when they're overseas in some hostile region. That's what they may possibly face if they dare to walk around alone. And sometimes something like that is unavoidable. There's no way to avoid it. No way to avoid it. So, I don't know if that counts as family entertainment or not, though, what I just said, that little ditty. We're going to take a moment. We're going to swing into hour number two. Get another cup of coffee. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.